Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we want to talk about the concept of personal networks.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Or the idea that your network is your net worth, or show me your five best friends, I'll tell you who you are. We've never really talked about how to select your friends and how to build your community or your network of people that you work with, that you're friendly with, and how to expand on that and how to think about that. So I thought that that would be kind of a fun topic to chat about.
Yeah, I love it. I didn't know what the topic was going to be today because we're just jumping right in, and that's what I wanted. And Steli's always ready for that. So I'm going to start with something. I think the one thing that really changed my life in terms of people I hang out with, and if you want to call it network, which I have major problems with the word like many people do, but we won't talk about that yet, is the fact that in every interaction now, now I'm doing it subconsciously, but for a while I had to do it consciously. I'm just thinking about it. And I know, Steli, we've talked about this here and there, but I'm thinking about whether I get energy from the conversation. Like, am I motivated? Am I excited? Am I happy? Am I delighted, you know, to an extreme? Would be an example. Or is it something that's draining me? Like, draining me meaning, you know, some people talk it, are they a giver or a taker? I don't really look at it like that. I think everyone's a taker, but that's a whole nother topic. But to me, it's like straight up, like, how does that interaction make me feel? When I interact with that person, when I see that person, you know, what are the different feelings that I feel and recognizing what those are? Because obviously, as humans, we want to associate, hang out, talk, you know, whatever, with people who give us energy, make us feel great. And it doesn't mean like they're giving you compliments all the time. That actually does not make me feel great. But they're actually just the aura, you know, their feeling, the emotion you get just by being in the room with them or wanting, you know, or having that interaction. For example, even being on a call with you like this, you know, like a Skype call where we're recording, I get energy out of it. I know you do too. That's a great relationship. Those are people you want to hang out with more. I know every time we see each other in person, it's like, oh, it's awesome to see you in person too, right? And there hasn't been a time where I haven't felt like that. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have struggle or debates. I think we kind of debated something this morning, actually, in a way. But it's just something that's fulfilling for you, something where you want more of it and you almost can't get enough. Those are the best relationships in my mind.
I love it. I love the framework of, is this person giving me energy or is this person costing me energy, right? It seems like a more pure form of asking the question than saying, can I benefit from this relationship? Because sometimes, you know, in the mind, sometimes you might think, well, this person is rich or this person is successful, whatever that means, or famous.
So
I will benefit from this relationship, although I hate talking to this person or I feel horrible every time I talk to this person or it robs me of all my energy or all my passion and power. I think that asking, is the interaction with this person giving me energy or costing me energy is such a pure, more intuitive, but also more honest form of asking the question. I love that. And yeah, you're absolutely right. One of the reasons why we're probably doing this is that we get energy from each other. Like, we are more excited after we've talked to each other most of the time, I would say, than before.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I walk away from these like, all right, I feel better. Yeah. And not that I felt bad before the call, I feel better.
Yeah.
It's great.
And think about if we try to accomplish doing this podcast together and every time we talk, 9 out of 10 times, we felt a little more exhausted after talking to each other. It would have never survived until this point. And this is also shining through when people come to me and they talk about the podcast. I truly believe that people can sense that. Like, for some reason, and it gives them energy when they listen to us because they can feel that we are passionate and excited and having a good time here. And we are like 1 and 1 equals 3 in terms of our energy level versus, you know, 1.5. So I love that. I think that my framework here, you know, obviously has always been like, I'm trying to surround myself with people that are better than I am. Right. And most of the times, very intuitively, it will be in aspects of life that I want to grow in. But I've also, I think when I was young, it was very much focused on success and very much focused on certain like traits. But very quickly, I've always been drawn and attracted to becoming friends with people that are on a path for growth, personal growth, on a path for contributing more and more to the world. And people that are very authentic, very self-aware, and very like honest with who they are and very comfortable with where they are in the world. These are the people that have become my friends over the years and kind of my circle. And that doesn't always mean people that are very successful entrepreneurs. I have some people that I have around me in life just because, and they have nothing to do with business or entrepreneurship there. Like one of my best friends back in Europe is the least ambitious person I know, but he is so comfortable in his own skin and he's so joyful and he has his own, like he has a special kind of humor and he's that type of person where every time I spend time with him, it's an adventure, it's fun, it's great. And I don't have to be anybody else and he doesn't have to be anybody else. So it's like a really kind of powerful and joyful experience. But one quote that I heard recently about this that made me think we should talk about this because I never thought about it that way was I think this is some coach, famous football coach or something. I can't remember the name.